I was reading The Little Russian Philokalia today. Has anyone ever read this? There's a big Greek Orthodox Philokalia, which is many volumes, and then there's a little Russian Orthodox one of sayings of the great saints of the Russian Orthodox Church. It's a very beautiful book. And this first volume is the teachings of Saint Seraphim of Sarov, great saint of Russia. And one of his core teachings is that the true aim of Christianity, or of a true Christian life, as he puts it, is the acquisition of the Holy Spirit of God. I think that sums up authentic Christianity very well. And I think those who are true seekers in any spiritual path can agree that this is the aim. However, different religions would alter the language very slightly, and that slight alteration can have huge effects. But I think the Buddhists, for example, would agree that the equivalent of the Holy Spirit of God is the Buddha nature, or nirvana, or shunyata. They have many terms for that same concept. In Islam, I think Allah, Spirit of Allah, would be a perfect equivalent. In the Vedic culture, many terms would fit, whether it's Brahman or Shiva, or Paramatman, the Self. And in Judaism, it's the same, Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. But where there would be a difference would be in this word acquisition. Does the Holy Spirit have to be acquired? Most Buddhists would say no, it just has to be reactivated. Your Buddha nature is there, but it's dormant. And in the Vedic spiritual paths, they would say something like, you just have to remember it. You have forgotten your real self. You have fallen into ignorance. You simply have to remember, and voila, you're free. In Sat Yoga, we don't even say that. We just say you have to stop running away from it. You're actively running away from your real self because you're under the illusion of unworthiness, that you can't face the God self, don't deserve it, or are terrified that you'll lose something, whatever the fantasy is, but there's an active resistance. Now, Saint Seraphim goes on to say that the Holy Spirit of God is already within you. It's not somewhere else. You don't have to buy it somewhere. You don't have to acquire it in some external way. And so really, they all will agree that it is simply a question of realizing your true nature and letting go of the false self. And in the Christian path, Saint Seraphim and other Christian saints and mystics would say, you do that through contemplative prayer. You contemplate in your consciousness, which is silenced, the presence of God, the meaning of God, the beauty of God, the power of God. And simply by doing that, you enable the presence of God to emerge into your consciousness. The contemplation of God precipitates the presence of God. And really, that's not much different from any other meditative tradition. In the Torah, there is a line that can be translated, "Be still and know that I am God." Ramana refers to that line all the time and says that's the most accurate line in any religion. But you have to interpret it as be still, because the stillness will enable you to realize that the I is God. So not only do you not need to acquire the Holy Spirit, but you really need to simply realize that you are it by sinking into that realization. That behind all of the turmoil and the fantasies and the shadow that I think was discussed in the study group tonight, there is already the purity of the Holy Spirit. You don't need to acquire it, you don't even need to remove the impurity, but you need to let go of your identification with it. And then automatically, naturally, the consciousness will return to the stillness that is the presence of God. That's all we're doing when we're meditating. But the ego mind will want to run away from this stillness through chatter or through falling asleep or through some other means of diversion from the peace that passeth understanding. Because the ego knows, the false self knows, that in the presence of that ocean of peace within, it will dissolve forever. Because you've identified with your own anxiety, the loss of your anxiety is a threat to the ego. It's a very strange paradox. The thing that you think you want most is the thing that ultimately is the very cause of your anxiety. And it's this self-fulfilling wheel of suffering that one must transcend through recognizing that the anxiety never had anything to do with you at all, but with a false self that recognized its falseness and therefore knew that if it was ever explored in any depth, it would evaporate as a mirage. And whether that ego is specially good or specially bad in your own eyes, it's special. And to lose that specialness and to dissolve into the universal consciousness in which we are all one is terrifying for the ego that has been trained to be different. And so what will arise as you meditate and reach that oceanic peace is the question of whether you're willing to let go of the specialness of the ego that is an illusion, but which is either specially bad, mad, sad, or illusorily good, but that identification with that one entity that is your doll, your transitional object that you hold on to give you a sense that you're something rather than nothing. When that dissolves, the nothingness, the emptiness becomes one with the consciousness that is all that is. And so if you're willing to meditate and go through that plane of fantasy, which will contain anxiety and fear of loss, and fear of shame or pain in the face of God, fear of judgment, all of those fears and emotions may come up, but if you keep going toward the Holy Spirit of the self, you will dissolve into bliss, because that is who you are. But you must not stop at the I that is making the choice to go through, because when you pass through that final plane of illusion into the noumenal real, the I thought cannot go with you. And all of the specialness must fall away for you to enter naked, without ego, without identity, into the kingdom of heaven. And it's simply having the courage and the intention, the desire, to pass through all the planes of illusion into the ultimate reality that will get you there very easily. You don't need a password, you don't need a magic mantra, you don't need any tools to get there. Just your love for the source of your own being. Let's dissolve into bliss together, into the oneness that we all are, and realize the Holy Spirit of God as yourself. Let's meditate.